Here.
Zach.
Here.
Hayden. Harry.
Here.
Robbins.
Here.
Stuber.
Here. We welcome you to remain standing if you so choose as we pray. Bless you.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us this land, this country full of freedom. Lord, let us not take it lightly. And while we sit here doing the business of the village of Tolono, let us never forget those men and women that are still overseas, stuck. Let us not forget those that lost their lives. Let us not forget all of those who choose to protect this country. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, your prayer reminded me of something.
Yeah.
On the way up here, I was stopped, and this has been brought up to you before, too. I walked up here, and a guy pulled up next to me in a golf cart. And I was going to send out an email. I kind of sent out an email just to the office staff.
Mm-hmm.
For ideas of how to do this and how to pay for it. And his idea was, and he brought this up to me a couple months ago, and you know how you get a lot of things coming at you and you kind of forget about things and you put things in different compartments in your mind, but he suggested we put active service members on the light poles, like they do in some of the communities, like put signs up with maybe like a sign with their picture and their service, and maybe start with active members that are active right now, and then maybe build from there. As in all things, it takes money. Our guys can put them up. It's not hard to put them up, and we've got a bucket truck and whatnot, but it's the money to pay for it and stuff.
So are you talking about banners?
Either banners or signs. Like they do, his idea was like what they do for the sports signs, like the wrestling team and the football team, like the nice metal signs. You put them up, you can have them up for a year or two, they're going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those signs last for absolutely forever, so we can leave them up for a year or two, and then you can take them down and give them to the families, or you can just leave them up forever if you wanted to, until the posts come down. But it was just an idea. Don't even know what the price of those signs are. I have no clue. Don't even have a clue how we'd pay for them. He said he would pay for his own sake, because his son is serving overseas right now, and he's like, if you put an online sign up, he goes, I will be the first one to sign up and pay for my own sign, my own son's sign. And he suggested, well, at first he was like, well, you put them downtown. I'm like, there's nothing downtown. And then we were sitting there talking out in front of the police department, and he's like, well, what about just doing the 45 corridor? I'm like, that would be cool, right up and down 45. So it's an idea, so something to think about. I put it out to the office staff, a little email to them to kind of brainstorm off them a little bit before I brought it to the board. But since you brought that up in your prayer, and I was like, you know, I'll just bring it up to the entire board. Just something to kind of to think about and put in your heads and kind of put it out to the board. And I'm sure some of the veterans associations would pay for it. And I'm sure we could get donations for it too if we just put a sign up out there. And plus we'd have to figure out who's all serving our community. I know we have quite a few. And I know of a few of them, but I don't know all of them. And you never want to miss somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Public comments. Do we have public comments?
We do not.
We do not. Okay. They're here for the property, right? Can we skip down to that? Okay, get him out of here.
Get up.
Okay. All right. I was gonna skip the audit report and move on to something else, but we'll get you out of here first. You guys have to go through the audit report. Sorry.
Sorry.
All right. Talk to us about our audit.
What should I do? Stand or sit?
Oh, you're welcome to do whatever you want. You can actually sit if you want to, or as long as you have to talk loud enough, the microphone picks you up right there.
I'll stand here.
Okay.
Well, thanks everybody for having me here this evening. My name is Greg Douglas. I'm the senior manager from Martin Hood, in charge of this audit engagement. I'm going to touch on our audit report, which is, well, you don't have the paper documents, you have them on your computers. It's the larger document, it's 49 pages. And then our internal control letter, and then also the post-governance letter. So first I'm going to turn to the audit report document, which is the larger document. Page 2, the independent auditor's report. We've issued an unmodified clean opinion this year, which is the third paragraph on page 2. And this means a couple of things to you as a board member. First of all, it means that the financial statements are in the right format in compliance with generally accepted accounting principles here in the United States. And secondly, and more importantly, the financial statements are supported by the documentation that we tested throughout the audit engagement or third-party confirmations that we received. So those are two good things, and a clean report is exactly what you want to hear as a board member. I'm going to turn to a few items in the financial statements that are new this year. The first item is being on page 5, Exhibit B. You'll see new lines for capital grants and operating grants. The capital grant of $113,586, that relates to your motor fuel tax Rebuild Illinois grant program that can be used towards a future bondable capital project. The operating grant of $119,105, that is mostly your CURES grant that you received to deal with the COVID-19 related costs. The total of that was $117,921. Also, you can see again this year, you have a significant positive change in net position of $693,000 on that page. On page 7, Exhibit D, we have the grant revenue in the revenue section. We just discussed that on Exhibit B. We also have the cost of issuance in the expenditure section, and this relates to the cost of issuing your refunding bond here in fiscal 21, and also the issuance of debt and premium received on bonds in the other financing sources and uses section. And that represents the proceeds from the refunding bond. Not a new line this year, but a line that increased significantly this year is the principal repayment line in the expenditure section. This includes the total amount of the bonds and notes that were refunded this year, which totaled $4.1 million. Pages 12 to 35, these are the notes to the financial statement. There are no fully new notes this year. Notes that did have additions, though. Note 7 on page 21, the second paragraph describes the debt refunding that I just mentioned that was completed during the fiscal year. Last sentence notes that the village received a net economic gain of $335,000 from that refunding. Notes with some key information that I always like to point out to board members. The first note being note 4 on page 20, the custodial credit risk of bank deposits. At 4/30/21, you had $1.9 million of deposits held in a bank account. And they were fully insured by FDIC or collateralized by deposit collateral provided by the bank. Note 15 on page 30, the table on that page shows the change in the IMRF net pension liability during fiscal 21. The net liability at 4/30/21 was $261,000, which is an increase of $31,000 from 4/30/20. This is mostly due to the liabilities expected versus actual experience for calendar year 2020, which is a factor, again, that the village does not have control over. Pages 36 to 42, these schedules on these pages provide more detailed information on the IMRF that I just talked about and some of the general fund subfund. The formats for these schedules are similar to prior years. Then on page 43, we have our independent auditor's report on the tax increment financing district. We performed detailed testing of 89% of your expenses this year in the TIF district, which is about $1.3 million of expenses in total. Nothing came to our attention related to non-compliance with the state's TIF statute. So again, exactly what you want to hear as a board member. Okay, I'm going to turn to the internal control letter, which is the smaller of the two communications. On the first page, you'll note, or on the second page, you'll notice some material weaknesses noted. The material journal entries, material weakness relates to a number of entries that are listed there that we made as part of the audit engagement. This can be prevented in the future by recording all entries needed for the external financial statements, or at least identifying to us prior to the audit specific adjustments that will be needed during the audit. This isn't unusual for a village your size, but it's something that we're required to point out. Also on the same page, you'll see the segregation of duties, and then on page 3, the accounting procedures item. These points are repeated from prior years because of the ongoing significance of the issues. Not unusual for a government your size, but something that we are required to point out. Other items in this letter do not pertain to material weaknesses, but we want to communicate these to the board. The personnel file item documentation item on page 4 is a new item this year. Now I'm going to turn to the other communication, which is called our post-governance communication letter. The larger one has about 20-some pages. This letter communicates how the audit went operationally. In the middle of the first page is a discussion of the new accounting standard adopted this year by the village related to debt disclosures, which overall had no significant impact on the financial statements this year.
Which document?
The other letter. This one, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
At the top of page 2, we begin discussing significant estimates that are part of the financial statements. The village's significant estimates in the financial statements relate to the useful lives of your capital assets in the water and sewer system. And the IMRF pension liability is also a significant estimate based on various actuarial assumptions. We found the estimates to be reasonable and or supported by third-party sources. There are a handful of sections in the letter that discuss any problems we had dealing with management during the audit. Those sections are the difficulties encountered in performing the audit section on page 2, the disagreements with management, management representation, and management consultations with other independent accountants sections on page 3. No issues are highlighted in any of those sections. Back on page 2, at the bottom of the page, in the section titled Corrected and Uncorrected Misstatements, we discuss the pages that are attached to the letter. The attached pages with the portrait orientation are the adjusting journal entries identified during the audit engagement that will be recorded in the accounting system of the village, and then also reclassifying entries that are strictly recorded just for the financials, external financial statements. These are not recorded by the village. And then the landscape-oriented pages towards the end are adjustments that we identified during the audit, but were small enough individually or in grouping that they didn't impact the financial statements or our opinion on the financial statements. Back on page 3, the other audit issues section that begins at the middle of the page notes no significant issues resulting from the pre-engagement discussions we had with management. The other matters section discusses our responsibilities in relation to those schedules that follow the note disclosures. No unusual issues are noted in this section. So those are the audit report and the two communication letters. What we have remaining for this audit engagement is the drafting of the Illinois Comptroller's annual financial report, which is an electronic filing that's done with the Comptroller's office. The drafting is now in progress now that the website is actually available on the state's website. The submission is due by October 28th, and we don't expect any problems getting that completed this month. With that, I'd like to thank Mayor Murphy and Brandy and Scott for all their help throughout the audit engagement and being patient with us and answering our questions and getting the documentation that we request. We look forward with working with you guys again next year, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
You have a question?
Sure. Is the audit a modified cash basis,
It's actually a hybrid. It's a modified cash basis on the governmental funds, like the general fund, police fund, and then it's accrual basis on the water and sewer.
Do you guys have any questions in the audience about her finances? You're always welcome to peruse, and I know you like to look through them, so. They're always available at the village if you want to print it out too and look your own. So, any questions at all? Well, you got off easy this year, yes.
Just a comment, the village is pursuing an Illinois Environmental Protection Agency loan for some major capital improvements down the road.
Sewer water.
And they've been, it's roughly $10 million. They've been, EPA has been putting a special condition that you have to use GAAP accounting going forward. Pretty familiar with.
Well, I mean, they do use GAAP or accrual basis for the water and sewer, so they're okay.
So they're okay, great.
Have you filled out the applications yet?
We've started the process, but.
Because there was a whole section about the new GATA requirements.
Exactly.
Which are gonna require, is this, any of this federally funded?
Well, that's where the original funds come from, but it's administered by the state through EPA.
Because they're gonna have.
So it has to have, they have to have GATA system, SAM number, all of the.
Yeah.
But it's small communities that have visited, had some issues changing to the.
Accrual basis, right.
Accrual basis, and it frustrates them to no end, so.
Well, what I've experienced with other clients that have been getting those loans or trying to get those loans is the internal controls that are required for managing a federal grant or federally funded grant. They're not always in line with what smaller villages have already in place because there's just things they don't normally do. So that's something to look at early, which may down the road require you to approve policies and procedures. I don't know if they're allowing the grants to go through without those procedures in place.
Apparently not.
I knew a few years ago they did.
It's been protested and denied, so it's not.
So it's something you may have to proactively do down the road is approve management policies and procedures for federal grant programs.
Where do you have this business clerk? He's just starting on that part of it, and he and I were chatting about it earlier.
And they also have a provision in any year that you spend more than $500,000.
Right, government audit standards.
There's a single audit requirement.
Well, that's 750 would be a single audit.
Yeah.
500 is the government audit standards, and 300 requires you to fill out the GATA filing on the state website.
Yeah, it's just something that's out there and building a conversation when the loan is actually offered, you know, with all the.
And the other thing we've run into, and I don't know if it's the same program that they had a few years ago, they give you the money and then they tell you on the back end how much of it is federal. So you have no idea. So.
It's not quite that bad.
Okay.
So we know going in.
No. They make you jump through some hoops, though, to get the money, that's for sure.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Enjoy that. Engineers, what you got? Well, we can get you guys out too before it starts raining.
Too late. That's
too late. I know.
Slip down here.
New business B.
All right, you had to find it down here on the thing. So this is under new business B, discussion approval of replat of farmland on the north of County Road 900 north, east of County Road 1200 E. You want to explain why you guys want to do this? And
sure.
I mean, it's in the county. We just have to
My mom passed away.
Okay.
And my brother, sister, and I have inherited her farm ground.
Okay.
It's currently in three parcels, but they start at the road and go. So this, the two of them are landlocked.
Okay.
We just want to divide it so that each of us has an equal piece with road access. We're still planning to farm it together. My uncle owns the piece to the west, and we farm the whole thing as one. But, you know, just for making things simple for us in the future and for our kids, we just wanted to put our own names on our own piece.
That makes
sense.
So
it's my understanding you have jurisdiction to 1.5, and the zoning committee told us it's like 1.47, so we just barely fell within the.
Well, and it's not really technically in the villages because it's close, and it kind of affects us. I think they do that in case we ever reach out there.
I see.
So.
Well, and we live on the country.
Yeah.
So we don't really understand the process, so it's taken us a while to get to you because we didn't understand. We thought once we went to the zoning meeting that it would be handled, and
well,
so we're still trying to learn what
the zoning
meeting is
supposed
to
kick it to us. They say, well, we don't have a problem with it, and the problem is they're supposed to fill out a paper and then give it to us saying, hey, we don't have a problem with this, and then we just vote on it. Because they can't technically, they approve it in their little world.
Oh,
and
I did understand
then we have the
that,
final
yeah.
approval for this board, because their board is under our board.
They did tell us that they approved it and that they would take
yeah.
it to you guys, but then I'm not sure what happened from there to here.
We don't
so.
Have any paperwork on that either. Can we just vote on it?
Yeah, we can. Real quick question on Brandy, because I get these mixed up, but this one's where it's being turned into three kind of
yes.
skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pull that up on Teams and put that up there?
I have a hard copy if you'd like to see the survey. Would that be helpful?
It's just that plot where they just want to buy.
I think he's going to be able to put something
okay.
fancy
be
on the screen, so you'll be amazed.
yeah.
The pressure proposed replat.
Okay.
Yeah.
The revised
or that?
Yeah.
This one?
Yep, this
okay.
one.
Oh,
that was the proposed one. We
oh.
actually have an actual that I sent Brandy this
But the actual is okay. pretty similar to
oh,
this.
Oh, it
right?
is, yes.
It's the one that says
revised.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. So we can just vote to approve this.
I will write out the motion so it doesn't have to write down. Can you scroll up a little higher just so I can see the surveyor stuff? There you go, that works.
So did you let Wade know that the form Brandy created would be just fine? So he was supposed to fill that out.
I didn't know Brandy created the form. Did I miss that email or something?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, sorry, I missed an email.
So the reason why I ask is because Ryan has brought it up before that, you know, we don't have something officially written as to what someone has asked for, what the zoning board has said yes or no to, and then why it's coming to us. So that's the form that we were supposed to have so that you didn't have to explain it. So.
And our zoning board is relatively new. We recreated it a couple years ago and did it. We had a planning board, we had a zoning board. It just was kind of goofy, so we got rid of it and we made one zoning planning board so we could work on the downtown issues, and that's kind of their focus. Work on the downtown issues. How is Tolono going to grow? Give us a plan. We want a you know, 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, and that's kind of what their focus is. And as well as they redid the building ordinances and that kind of stuff. Well, they got busy doing that kind of stuff. Well, then they forgot about the other stuff that, you know, the forms and the kind of stuff that we need them to do too. So we're kind of going backwards a little bit.
Okay. Who wants to make the motion?
I can make it.
No, Vicki, I'll second.
Make a motion to approve the waiver
of extraterritorial jurisdiction.
Yes, as it applies to County Road 900 North, East County Road 1200 East, pursuant to a survey prepared by David
Rankin.
September 4th, 2021. And authorize the village board president to issue a letter confirming its waiver.
I second that said motion.
Read is right.
Yeah. correctly typed it for you. And there is the most.
Frequently have to ask Paige and Kristen our office what I wrote, because sometimes I can't write. I was trying really hard there, but.
Alright.
I can't read my own writing either.
So that's it, you're done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, yeah, you're an ace.
Well, almost done.
Almost done.
I need to take a vote, yeah.
Combat.
Boho.
Yes.
Kluzak.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes. Now you're done.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We just, it's like exercise. So,
I will,
so we get a copy of the
letter? Will we get something that
I'll
tells
about
the letter tomorrow? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And then you gotta go to the county board now. So.
Oh, we've already been there.
Okay.
They're the ones that told us to come to you folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we get to go forward now.
Yes. Finally.
Thanks, folks. Have a
thank
day.
You.
Thank
you. All right, now, engineers, would you like to talk now? It's all you.
I'm glad I'm not leaving.
Come closer.
Just a quick summary of ongoing efforts. The long-awaited reissuance of your wastewater treatment plant discharge permit should go out for 30-day public notice sometime this week. So you'll be getting a copy of that if you
got
haven't already.
Today.
Did you get it today?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't even seen it yet. But I think you're supposed to hang that in a village hall in case anybody wants to see it. And it's also on the internet if anybody wants to read it. And
are you
offer
sure?
their comments.
Are you sure?
Try again.
So also sometime in the next couple of weeks, ERH is going to begin that special sampling and testing that we talked about a couple of weeks back. It's supposed to be done when the plant is operating smoothly because we're testing raw coming in and treated going out, and the plant is having some ammonia issues, and so we're trying to be judicious about when we're grabbing those samples so that we get the best answers that we need. The MS4 annual report and the 5-year permit renewal that we've talked about over the last few months was due to EPA by the end of August, and that got sent in and received, and so we're waiting for their reissuance of that permit. And that MS4 deals with stormwater and erosion protection and so forth. It was all reviewed by Scott and everybody, so hopefully EPA will just go through the motions and give us the paper that we need to be compliant. The illicit discharge detection and elimination plan was prepared earlier in the year. It had a section in there about needing some enforcement language in your books, and I gave that information to the mayor earlier, so he might be discussing that with Mark to
give it to Ryan.
Get the words in the book that allow you to leverage compliance with the Clean Water Act and what people are putting in storm sewers in the village. Then lastly, we're approaching the 1/3 completion point of the design on the wastewater treatment plant improvement. So sometime the last week in September or something, we'll probably want to schedule a study session to go over all of the developments and decisions that have been made to get to that point, make sure that there aren't any loose ends that we need to tie up as we rush to complete the project by the end of the year. So that's all that I had. Any questions for anyone? I did want to say that Jared is a great football coach. So my grandson plays for him. So and they won last week.
Awesome.
It's always
somebody did.
It's very hot. So we were happy with the outcome.
Let me try doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Public Works, I would imagine, is getting wet right now. Hopefully, he did move into Jackson.
They were about finished one.
Were they? I told them not to worry about coming. Police Department? We got force.
Well,
Just a couple of things, really. I did get the end of month report done today, but I don't know if I got it to you in time to make it into the packet. Probably not.
I didn't get it in there.
That's all right. We had 16 reports, which is down a little bit from most months, but that was probably for one part that I was off for vacation and had to miss some time unexpectedly, so that happened. But we still had 111 calls for service, so we were still fairly busy. And Crack is working on the decals for the squad car. He's been trying to get going back and forth with him, hopefully to get something scheduled soon to get that squad car into looking better. And Officer Garcia is hopefully going to be here tomorrow and sometime over the weekend to hopefully get more time in where she is able to be out on her own and fill in some time. And that's really all I've got.
There's 111 service calls in Norman for September?
It's actually down a little bit. I think so far this month, I think we're close to 40. So far. It's sometimes that's the way it goes. It seems like we either can go stretches where it's kind of quiet and then it's everything at once and you just kind of the way things go sometimes. But it's still a few calls. I mean, we'll have some days that may not have a call. Some days you may have five or six, and I just kind of per shift, just depends how things go.
So in your travels, did you notice that we cleaned up the woods? Scott's crew cleaned up the woods.
I did.
Over by the park.
Yes, I did notice that.
They cleaned that all up, so you can actually almost see through it completely. You're going to do a little bit more work on it and clean the garbage out of there, and you can clean it all up, and he's going to keep cleaning on that, so
you can go now, Larry.
So work with him on that. I think eventually we're going to set that up for maybe some special events type stuff in the future. So
that'll work. And I noticed there are a few houses that are on the nuisance list that have been making some slight improvements. So hopefully that will continue.
Just one that we might have to put back on there again. That was on there for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's when he walked in, it made me think of it.
Oh. Oh, right.
Sounds good.
Okay, I understand.
It's not about you.
Well,
not about you at all.
I mean, it's
so,
yeah.
I just we walked by there yesterday, and I'm like, pretty bad right now.
Well,
so
I'll take a look at it the next day. Tomorrow, and
so.
Speaking of that, have we thought about the cleanup day for the community before we head into winter?
My wife is asking the same thing.
Yeah, we never did get. Did we ever get prices on dumpsters? Wasn't that the problem? Oh, did we?
It was in the budget.
We set it up. Problem is, we have football season now.
We have away games.
Saturday.
Have a nice cool day. Why don't find a have
Video
talk to Scott's
time.
Crew and find out a nice weekend that his crew's free to be here, because we'll need them to run the equipment. We'll need make sure we have to have at least one police officer on to kind of direct them and do a cleanup day, and then maybe we can set up a sign up list if people were. Of some kind of thing if they're not able-bodied. Yeah, but I mean, they can't be able-bodied. I mean, there has to be a...
Would it be easier for us to have a cleanup day where they bring it out to our dump site and then we put it in the dumpsters?
Well, we put it in the dumpsters now. They bring it to the village office and then we put it in the dumpsters and the ground's solid. Out the dump, if it rains or anything like that, everybody would sink in.
And then that gives everybody the thought they can just put anything
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least bring it to the village office. We have cameras, and they'll bring the dumpsters a lot of times the night before, and we can extra patrol it a little bit better. And just, it's a little bit easier for us to keep a better look eye on.
Okay. I was just thinking about that as I was driving around. I'm like, oh, it's almost wintertime.
I know.
Make sure stuff gets cleaned up before it piles up.
Yeah. And then I think there's rummage sales Is this weekend?
No, 17th and 18th.
17th, I think they're coming up, so.
17th and 18th.
Third weekend of September.
It'd be nice if you could do the cleanup day the weekend after. Cool.
One thing, can we add on the nuisance is the knee-high weeds along long?
It's on there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I was just kind of skimming.
Well, at least it was. I wasn't here for the last round of checks, but it was on there.
Anything else on the nuisance?
I think the owner of the property said that he's not going to demolish it.
Do we have, what process are we on? Have you sent letters or anything?
There's a bunch of letters out. Rena sent a whole bunch, and then she's been working with a couple of the owners to get some of the stuff cleaned up. So she's been kind of staying on top of that pretty good.
Yeah, I don't happen to see it on here, but it doesn't mean I'm not overlooking it.
It was on, I don't know if it was taken off. I know it was on there a couple weeks ago anyway.
I said I could be overlooking it.
I think it was toward the end of the...
But that is the corridor to our community, and if it looks like, you know what, then downgrades the whole community.
True.
It's on here for old business, but the relocating, Scott's informed me they're relocating, but pretty much they're just putting blue paint marks, and they hit like 15 or 50 foot of water line, and it was located about 10 foot from where it was actually.
So, oh, the locating. So I called them and I've emailed them. I'm not getting any calls back. The email that I sent to the billing, that email that's on the billing address, bounced back. And when I called the number on the bill, it just, you know when it rings like so many times and you can hear it transfer to another number, and then it'll ring that number, then it transferred to another number, and then it would be a disconnected number, and then it would transfer to another number and ring. I was on there for probably a good 5 to 10 minutes just as it kept just transferring. Never got a person. And so I don't even know how to even get a hold of the billing service or get a hold of the people. And then the regional manager is the one I left the message on his cell phone. I never called back. So I don't even know how to get a hold of them.
As long as they're
right
not
now.
Charging us.
Well, they
okay,
we got a bill.
Yeah,
we got a bill. We just didn't pay it. Yeah. That's the bill we pulled
out.
Well,
there's another one in these that's over $4,000.
Well, I say we don't
pay it
because they didn't even look. They sent us a bill on stuff that they admitted that they never located. And we got a bill for locating services that they admitted that they didn't do. So I'm having Scott put together, he's supposed to put together how much everything cost of all the repairs that we've done, which is over $20,000 so far, of stuff that they hit, that they said they located, but they didn't. And I was gonna send this to the company saying, well, here's your $3,500 bill you sent us, we'll pay that. Here's our $25,000 bill. You need to pay this first. I mean, I don't know how to deal with the locating services. We're paying to locate things that they're not locating. The MediaCom, when this all started a couple months ago when MediaCom hit a line that was marked, what, they were 20 foot off of, or eight, they could be 18 foot off, or 18 inches?
Is it 18 inches either way?
Yeah.
And then they were like more. They were double that off of that line, and they end up hitting it. And they're hitting copper lines.
Oh, true. And, you know, they might say, well, we can't trace those because there's not a tracer wire.
But it's copper.
The copper issue. And if they have the right equipment or know what they're doing, they can trace
it. And I've seen them attach the electric on and track the trace the copper lines. They did it at my house, and they still hit my line.
Probably what we should do after, because we don't have the manpower to do all the locating, but look into getting our own stuff.
Well, I think Scott gave us what he needs to do it.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
And he's slowly kind of getting out. They've had enough lines. He knows where most of them are at now,
because
he's replaced half of them. So, but I don't know. That's kind of where we're at, and I've tried to get a hold of them.
I don't know exactly what kind of liability they've got, but certainly not paying them is going to catch their attention and put us into a position of.
At least you have them call us.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're doing exactly what I'd recommend you do.
So, and I was waiting for, I know now Rena's on vacation for 2 weeks, so I'm sure that Scott and Rena didn't get that put together, so now it might be Brandy and Scott putting it together, because I was waiting, Scott was trying to compile everything together and add stuff up.
A couple weeks ago.
Have they?
I did.
So, you did. So, now I just need a letter to send to him saying, hey, and then maybe you include their bill back to them. We've been trying to get a hold of you guys, and we're still hitting water lines. And that's what they're doing over here. They hit a service, and I think it was a copper line they hit over there. They should be able to locate the copper lines. I could understand maybe the plastic lines, not being able to find those because they don't have the tracers in them. But the copper lines, I would think you'd be able to find.
What kind of wood they're using for their switch?
I know, right?
You know what? That works. You might make fun of it, but it works just as good as any electronic.
I have seen it work, so I'm not making fun of it.
I've seen it used lots of times.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you talking about all this fiber optic stuff? So I have a question.
Okay.
You talk about they're hitting the lines and whoever's billing. Is this Julie or is this an outside entity that's supposed to be locating all of these lines?
We have an outside agency we contract with that locates our water and sewer lines. And then they also, it's the same company that locates for Ameren, Mediacom. So it's the exact same company that all the other utility companies are using too. So they just come locate for everybody. And for some odd reason, a month ago, the young lady who was working for that company in our area just decided not to locate our lines.
I was here at that meeting.
Yeah, she just decided not to do our lines. And then they started hitting our lines left and right. And then that's when I called and got a hold of the manager. And the manager's like, that's unacceptable. So he said he did whatever. They started locating our lines again. But apparently they're not doing a very good job because they're still hitting them. Not as bad, but they're still hitting them.
Well, as a comment from a resident that lives down off of Main Street, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
But I didn't know whether to blame the fiber optic people that aren't doing a good job, because there's several of us that still have the old landline phones. We haven't had a phone since last week. And with the long holiday, I didn't even pursue it. But it was like, I don't know too much. I'd like to get in on this fiber optic new stuff.
Yeah.
But do I want to, if that's what they're doing by hitting all these lines?
Yeah, the problem is they're going underground. And there's so many utilities underground. And our village is old. And a lot of the older, like some of our older parts of town, there's no map on what's under there. We don't even know what's underground.
Mine's pretty.
So I have another question. These fiber optic, they're putting fiber optic in. It's a certain company.
Have sidewalks either.
So if we have something
a few years
down the road that's even newer, that has to put something else underground, so use these fiber optic lines, is that correct?
They probably have to put their own in, but, I mean, the company that's putting this in is local, they're from Champaign. It's Campus Communications, it's Pavlov Media, they started in this area, and they're based out of Champaign. And they seem like pretty decent people.
I worked with them 15 years ago when I worked on campus.
They seem like pretty decent people, and they've been really receptive anytime. I mean, they work with us pretty good on fixing stuff. They have a couple crews, they come through and tear things up, and then they have a crew that comes out like a week later that fixes things. And then they have another crew that comes after that crew and kind of,
is it raining?
You know, buffs things again. I mean, you know, buffs more stuff out. And then even when people call in, then they'll keep going out and they try to make things right.
So as far as everyone's concerned, that group is doing their job.
I think so from what I've seen.
Okay.
They've been really receptive when, I mean, like they're over here. I mean, they hit the line, but they're over here helping the guys fix it. So I mean, MediaCom was hitting lines too. So, but most of MediaCom's stuff is in the air. They ran on the power lines. They've just recently started burying some of their stuff, and when they started doing that, it's when they started hitting lines.
Yeah,
so.
My neighbor and I and someone else down the street is all deals with Frontier through our phone. And I haven't had any, I'm getting ready to get rid of my landline phone, but quite a few of us down here don't have phones, so we figured they hit something.
Probably.
Okay.
Well, I know they hit a Frontier line over on the other side of town, and it's still laying above the ground. Frontier just laid a line on the ground and just left it there. Been that way for a month.
Okay.
So.
Great.
So, but this company as well as MediaCom, they both offer phone lines too. So our phone.
$24.99.
So.
We'll get you a cell phone.
Well, I got my cell phone. It's right here, but we never used to have good service with cell phones here. You used to see everybody standing out in the middle of the street or in their yard at 6 o'clock in the morning trying to get on their phones, but that's been taken care of, so.
Well, and we've got a cell phone tower now over by the sewer plant too, so. And there's one at the school now too. So you got two towers really close in town.
Where I find problems is the dropping of phone calls when the trains go through.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, I'm right next to the railroad tracks.
All right. So, motion to approve the minutes for the August 17th, 2021 regular session board meeting.
That's the consent agenda.
Oh, I skipped the consent agenda. Oh,
it's part
mind.
Of the
consent agenda. I see I'm still not used to the consent agenda. You put it on here months ago, and I'm still not used to it.
So we have to take out the bills?
We'll take out the, most definitely take out the locating one again. Is that the only one?
We're still dealing with
Donahue?
Donahue?
Yes.
Is there there's not a Donahue one in there, mm-hmm. is there? I say I didn't see one. Sometimes I miss them in electronic ones. It's that having the paper actually in your hand.
I mean, I'm so glad you have the paper clip on this one. Makes it so much easier to find. I'm gonna put this other piece of paper with it.
And the check is second. That's the check from last time. There should be another check.
Like the last one? Go ahead and
yeah, there's a
motion to approve minutes of the August 17th, 2021 regular session board meeting. Motion to approve bills and warrants for the Senate. Motion to approve 2021 820 and 93 payrolls. Motion to approve water and sewer usage and build report. Motion to approve the August 2021 bank statements and reconciliations. And motion to approve the special event permit for Neverman for Artisans for September 16th, 38.
Is that in here? Neverman?
at the last board meeting. They have it from filled out.
I know. Was everyone at the last board meeting?
I was sorry.
It should have been in the, thing.
I saw it, and I don't have a problem with it. I was just making sure that we actually. Because
actually,
at that time, we
it's
didn't have
right
any
here.
Okay.
If you would like to see it, if anybody wasn't here.
And were you guys discussing taking out the USIC?
Yeah, they're
yeah.
taking
okay.
it out right here.
So we're.
So we're removing the bills.
Okay.
For sure. And I was just wondering if. Vicki, were you here for the last meeting?
I wasn't.
Do you want to
see
it?
See the permit for Never Run?
Sure.
And did they give us money?